This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
His Misfits, which is just as good. What you never really hardly ever see is where the next singer in a band is just as good. Different style, but just as good as the Eagles Dare. That is not a family-friendly track, even though that was in the computer in there. Right now, probably not making some listeners happy. But we're taking calls right now with Michael Graves of officialmichaelgraves.com. He's playing a free show tonight out there for all the Patriots at Patsy's in Austin, Texas, off 290. I'm told some of the crew is going to be in there. I'll be on with Owen Schroyer today during the War Room. But right now, let's go ahead and go to April in a minute. We're going to go to Elijah right now. We'll go to everybody before our guest leaves. Elijah in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how you doing, Alex? How you guys doing over there?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Good. Listen, okay, so the thing that Trump can do, I'll tell you this, he could go push as hard as they are pushing against him by exposing the whistleblower's lawyer, giving clearances to guys who had child porn. I mean, that right there blows it all up. Another thing is he could also push on for the Kentucky, the election fraud that the Dems, they stole it.
Now, I agree. Trump should go after the lawyer for the fake whistleblower, the CIA coup, who literally just, you can't, just everywhere is, I like Epstein when he's arrested. I love to go to theme parks alone and foes them with kids. I help people with pedophile stuff get jobs. I mean, it's just crazy.
Right, exactly. And that's the whole thing is like you expose them. And then, okay, so for example, I went out today in my college and I said, I printed out the article, Eco-Genocide, 11,000 scientists signed the order demanding globalists eliminate billions of humans from planet Earth. I printed that out and I actually changed about 7 people's minds to not trust the scientific community fully, to not fully trust them, put all of their heart into it.
Exactly, period. If we just use human intelligence and human action to just wake a few people up, it's game over. We've reached the tipping point.
Exactly. So I'm doing that locally, actually, because, you know, you guys inspired me to get my own channel and get out there.
Good job.
On camera. I saved all the money up, though. I worked to save up. But I guess, like, you don't even need all that. You just need to go locally into your community and just stay as active as possible, because even if you just fall back a little bit, the more their system will take over and more people won't.
Yeah, their system only succeeds if there's no pushback, because it's so anti-human, it's so horrible, and that's beautiful what you're doing. What do you think about Epstein and how it's really blown up, how people get it?
Epstein, okay. So it was good when it was active, and then as soon as it's dropped, no one really cares about it anymore. But though I am still trying to bring it up and say, hey, look, we almost grabbed them. We almost caught them. And basically people they agree with that. And I say, hey, listen, visit the site, buy these products. And I told them, they say, who's this? Alex Jones, InfoWars? Like, yeah, this is, you know, they
well,
have
you're nice to tell them get the products. That's how we fund ourselves, and they're great. Just send people to Band On Video and say, hey, you know the guy that first exposed Epstein? They want him off the air. You know, the guy that first exposed the coup against Trump, find out what you're not supposed to hear. Doesn't everybody know that if they tell you you can't have something, you should go look it up? But see, their big lie is, Jones is off the air. You can't find him. People don't think, hey, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, God bless you. I appreciate your call. But I was asking you, Michael, I mean, how big is it that I mean, this Epstein thing, they didn't get away with it by killing him. I think it convicted him. This has really hit the zeitgeist.
It absolutely has. This was the little... It's the boulder that's gone down the hill that's created the avalanche. Nobody believes that this man who was connected to British royalty, is connected to the Clintons, connected to everybody. He's that key to this whole pedophile ring and the child trafficking, the Luciferian, the spirit cooking, the whole nine yards. And now that it's obvious this guy didn't do this swan dive off the bed because he was so
it convicts the whole rotting thing. Back in 60 seconds with Michael Graves. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold, the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
And so much news is breaking. Makes my head spin. Look at this story. Breaking: Google running Orwellian project to secretly hoover up health records of millions of Americans across 21 states. Wall Street Journal. Of course, they've always been doing that. Tulsi Gabbard's demand Hillary retract Russia remarks. Video of that on InfoWars.com. Bernie Sanders, AOC, will play a very important role in White House if I'm elected. My God. So much more. Democrats support their own quid pro quo. Those are reports up on InfoWars.com. Michael Graves, former frontman of the Smart Guys. I have him here. Of the Misfits and other great bands. OfficialMichaelGraves.com is here with us. We're jamming in some final calls here before Jill Salente takes over. But I was asking you about the collapse of the West Coast, particularly, which the Democrats will allow the fentanyl and heroin shipped in. Mm. Then they have local welfare controllers that give them the check. They cash it, pay it into drug gangs. They order the police not to stop it. Then that money goes right back to the Democrats. But you were saying it's more than that. It's about the demoralization. I totally agree. We have this video. It's up on InfoWars.com, a Kit Daniels article. California man arrested for eating a Subway station sandwich on a train station. Meanwhile, though, homeless shoot heroin up on the trains, don't get in trouble. Poop in the trains, poop on the streets, don't get in trouble. Why do they persecute citizens but not people that have totally given up? Let's play that clip of the man being arrested. Here it is.
Well, that wants you to go. You are detained and you're that not free to go. That's part of that. Go, bro, you
can... You're eating.
Bro, so what?
It's against the law.
So what?
I tried.
It'll be done with working on work. That wants you to
it's
go.
It's a violation of California law. Bro, I have the right to detain you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Can you please let my backpack go?
Are you going to cooperate?
Yeah, we're...
I'm not resisting arrest.
Well, stop there. It hadn't been bleeped. But again, he was going to give him a ticket, search his bag. The guy starts complaining. But my point is that literally the homeless are bit my cousin in Seattle and he got blood poisoning and died. He was giving one guy a $10 bill. The other guy got mad and bit my cousin who died from it. So literal zombies killed my cousin who I was very close to.
I've heard that story before, Alex, and it's horrible. That's a terrible story, but I just came from a string of shows in the Pacific Northwest, and it is absolutely disgusting up there. There's homeless people everywhere, and we were just talking during the break. I think it's throwing that depravity in our face. These people who are diseased, they're sick, they're broken in their minds, they hate everything, they're drug addicts, to push that depravity on us. And you see the other side of that, just some guy eating a sandwich. It's a demoralization effort, but I also believe that it's also a way for, like I was saying, the left and the progressives and these people to gain compassion. Oh, well, we have to help these people. They are the least, you know, among us, and they need our help. And it's because of the conservatives. It's because of the people that support Trump that our world is like this.
Absolutely. And again, total lawlessness in many areas of the country where the left are. But they'll in Chicago, they'll give you a ticket for eating a sandwich on the train. And you're not throwing food around. It's like throwing food around, sure, give them a ticket. But the point is that no. Then the gangs are shooting each other. Nobody even goes in those neighborhoods. That's how the Democrats roll. It's how they run things. What are some of the things you're going to talk about when you're on with Owen Schroyer today during the war room?
I really want to talk about perhaps getting into the more spiritual side of things. And we talk about just the energy and the spirit of things. I'm a musician. I'm an artist. And so it's important for me to be clear-headed and to make sure that I'm able to tap into that unseen force, that higher power that we're all connected. I've been preaching a lot about connectivity and the way that music affects us.
And by the way, all these powerful people know this. They're not really atheists. I mean, I don't want to get into Glenn Danzig, but we never talked about it other times you're here. Mm-hmm. He says, no, there's power in Christ and power in the devil. He at least admits it and knows it and is getting power from the dark side, but then on one side saying, I'm not a leftist and I don't support the left-hand path, but then singing songs about left-hand rise above. That's somebody that's like Faust caught between two worlds. Many of these people that are under Satan's control don't even know it.
That's true. Yeah, you know, and you look at communism and socialism, it counterfeits Christianity because it goes with the premise that man is flawed, that we're broken, and that communism and socialism can fix it. But as believers, we know that man is inherently broken, and it's the grace of Jesus, it's the grace of God and what was done at Calvary on the cross that saves us. It's not man that saves us. And as we get closer to that spirit, and I was saying how the InfoWars products and keeps my spirit clean, it keeps my body healthy so that I can function at a higher level. My body's able to, my brain's able to
Which
function.
Which product do you like the best? X2?
I love the X2. What's really, really, really changed my life not is the knockout, but also the Chill Force with the GABA.
Oh, yeah.
has changed my life. I'm one of these people, again, you know, I'm an artist, so, you know, I'm a little bit of a diva. I have problems with anxiety. I've experienced depression. And since I've taken the Chill Force Challenge with Chill Force and Brain Force, the GABA has done amazing things for me with anxiety and keeping me, you know, me calm and not having me react the way that, you know, your brain reacts when the neurotransmitters just fire. And if, again, you go and research the products and what they can
do. Well, that's what we do is we go out of what's already proven to work. Then we just source organic and high-quality forms of it, make sure there's a lot of it in there. Because, you know, I mean, take something like what happens with turmeric. Well, most of it has 3 to 5% curcuminoid. We actually went out and got the highest anybody can make, 95% curcuminoid. So the amount, it doesn't even say giant on there because you're not supposed to count it as a concentrate. You just say it has turmeric in it, but it's really the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. And that's why the stuff works so good. And that's what I treat folks like. I want to be treated. I take all these products. My children take the products. That's how we fund the operation. But I appreciate the fact that you use them and you like them. And absolutely,
I do.
Chill Force isn't a downer. What it does is when I take it, it gives me even more clarity when I'm taking natural stimulants like Turbo Force, which I don't take every time. Sometimes I'm going to be up for 20 hours working. I already have so much energy. I will take half a packet of Turbo Force. But then I'm going to need to take Chill Force and Knockout to come down off of it. And a lot of folks take it with the natural stimulants to make it smoother so that you don't have the, I can get aggressive. Other people can have anxiety attacks. But that's just the way this stuff works. Look, Mother Nature is where the drug companies got all their stuff. They just twist it around. And that's all we're bringing you is what God gave us. And so they are amazing products, and I appreciate you saying those plugs for them, my friend.
No worries. I mean it. I always hear people as well that call up and they want to know what they can do to, they know what's going on. They understand the problem that we're facing with all of the tyranny, the oppression. What can I do? I'm just a regular person. Everybody should be brushing their teeth. So, I mean, you can buy a toothpaste. Everybody drinks coffee in the morning. Buy coffee from InfoWars.
Well, I appreciate you doing that.
Into this operation.
Well, we're able to pay the bills right now, but I want to expand and I want to really give them a run for their money in 2020 because I think you can see it's all on the line here. Gerald Celente is coming up, but Jefferson, Tom, James, Philip, and Jeff, speaking of products, and make sure we do this because I hate it when they hold for this long. And then it's my fault tomorrow. Get their names and numbers. If they're able tomorrow, I'll call and put them at the front of the line because I don't want to cut any more Gerald's time. And I also want to get there. And I know it's a hassle for the call answerers, but get their name and number. And I want to mail them all a free T-shirt in whatever size they ask for because I apologize for keeping you on hold. I know you had great stuff to say. I want to hear what your points are. And I promise I'm getting better. We're going to put more calls on the show. And I'm going to do more live shows as well because people want to vent. They want to give their ideas, and you folks bring up amazing ideas and amazing points. Gerald Celente is taking over. In 45 minutes, we're going to have The War with Owen Schroyer and Mr. Gray right here. Please stay with us. InfoWars.com. Mr. Graves on the other side. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be back on the Alex Jones Show. On InfoWars, you know, remember to support Alex Jones, keep the truth coming out there, and buy those products. I got my favorite one, Super Male Vitality. Okay. On the economic front, poof, and equity markets are really boosting around there. And you know why, don't you? More cheap monetary methadone shot into the system by the central banksters. That's right. $120 billion a day during the weeks. That's right. Into the repo markets. Well, what's a repo market? Who cares? It's a repo market. It's money for the gamblers to get cheap so they can keep the equity markets going. Today's a shaky day. Dow is down. Now it's up a bit. But over there in China, not happy days. The Hong Kong market down over 2% as violence increases over there. Shanghai and the Shenzhen markets in China, down. Europe, down. This is artificially being propped up. The protests in Hong Kong, this is a big issue, and it's something we're following very closely. The world is on fire. Not only those fires out in California, and Australia, and Indonesia, and other places. It's on fire. You know, my saying is, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're losing it in Hong Kong. Oh, yeah, it began with that extradition law. Now, if you was found guilty of something in Hong Kong, you could get transferred over there to China to really get shafted by the government. That was the initial protest. But the protest is much bigger than that. The protest is against inequality. You got a few people in Hong Kong that own most of the joint, and a lot of people are living in shoeboxes over there. And they don't dig the Chinese consumers, even though Hong Kong, you know, is Chinese until the British, of course, took it over and gave it back to China, partially, in the deal made in 1997, that it'll be semi-autonomous. And another 40 years, it'll go all over to China. Now, they don't like that, the Hong Kong people. They don't want to live under an authoritarian government. These protests are big. But I want to also point out to you the hypocrisy of the way the American media reports this, and the Western media. Two protesters were killed in Hong Kong yesterday, or today, last couple of days. Two. Hey, how many were killed in Yemen? What's the Yemen? Hey, how about how many were killed in Congo, in Sudan? Hey, how many were killed down there in Chile? Hey, don't say anything bad about Chile. America likes that billionaire in charge over there. And income inequality in Chile is one of the worst in the so-called developed world. United States isn't far behind of income inequality. How about the people that were killed in Ecuador? They don't count as much. So I'm wondering why two people, and this is big news. Hey, how about this one? How about the 320 people that were killed in Iraq as they're demonstrating against their corrupt government and the violence and poverty racking that nation? Brought to you by the United States, of course, under the war criminal George Bush and Penis Cheney. I can't say dick. I don't want to get censored. Oh, and I forgot Condoleezza Rice. If only a woman was in charge. Yeah. Doesn't make any difference. Black, white, green, yellow, gender, race, creed, color. Doesn't make any difference. Good and bad comes in all of them. But going back to Hong Kong, two deaths. Big news. Iraq, over 300. Nobody knows. Not a major news story. So going back to the economy, this is a huge issue for China because President Xi met with Miss Lam. Yeah, Mary had a little lamb. No, not that one. There's no bee on this lamb. She's the chosen person to be running Hong Kong. And they met last week. This is the first time that she went to China to meet with President Xi of China. And they made it very clear they will not tolerate what's going on in Hong Kong and will do everything to quash it. I'm mentioning this because it goes back to the markets, what I talked about to begin with. And that is, Hong Kong is the investment hub of Asia. And a lot of banksters are there. And guess what? They're moving their money out. China cannot afford to lose Hong Kong as the banking center of Asia. So they're in a very difficult position here of stopping these protesters. So keep your eye on that. So going back to the equity markets, it looks, again, I would have thought the bull run was over in the equities. That was my forecast, that they had topped. You don't see it going much higher. But when does a junkie have enough? And that's all they are. They call them investors on Wall Street. They're money junkies. They're addicts. They can never get enough. And the Fed is giving them their fix, the monetary methadone. So the markets are going to keep going up, it looks like, for a while, unless there's a wild card event. So we may be seeing new highs, and the markets are up. S&P 500 is up some 23% this year, hitting new highs. So, gold prices, they came down a lot. They're now below that $1,460 an ounce mark. So how low can gold go? Well, will it go lower or will it go higher? Because you know my forecast is part of it. When gold breaks over 1450, which it has, it's going to spike toward 2000. It started going there. But now there's a reversal. So here's the reversal side of it. Should gold go under 1450 an ounce? I'll tell you where it's going to go when you come back in just a few minutes. And don't forget, keep buying these products.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. So, where's gold going? Here's where it's going. If it breaks below $1,450 an ounce, my forecast is that it'll bottom out at $1,390. That's my forecast, you know. Can it go lower? Hey, who knows? But that's where I see it going. I don't see it going much lower than that, because all the central banks around the world are lowering interest rates. Over there in the underdeveloped nations, they're very risky. You see, the dollar is staying strong. And it's staying strong because the other economies are so weak. For example, we're just writing the Trends Journal. It's a weekly now. And we're writing about the economy just before I got on the air and talking about Germany. German nation stagnation. Industrial production in Germany, Europe's biggest economy, has slipped 4.3% in the 12 months to September. One group is forecasting GDP growth at 0.3% in the third quarter. And they're forecasting GDP growth in all of 2020 to only 1%. Others are saying it's going to go lower. This coming Thursday, they're coming out with the GDP numbers. And Germany could now have two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, which officially puts them into a recession. I'm mentioning this because it's Germany. So the dollar's staying strong because other economies are going so weak. What are the interest rates in Europe? Negative 0.5. Negative. What are they in the United States? Only a plus 1.50. So, it could go lower here. How much lower are they going to go into negative territory over there? Going back to the underdeveloped nations and other nations, including China, they have massive amounts of debt in dollars. The stronger the U.S. dollar gets, the weaker their currencies go. That means they have to pay back their debt with more dough as their currencies go low. So that's what's going on in the world. The United States is separate in so many ways from the economic indicators that are showing real serious problems coming about that aren't reported in this country. Before I got on the air, I went on to CNBC and I clicked on business and then I went to the economy. Do you know the last economic story they put up there on the economy on CNBC? It was from November 10th. That's right. So they're not looking at the world. You look what's going on in China. There's a slowdown going on. They're hesitant, as opposed to what President Trump is saying, to lower the value of their currency, the yuan, because they have so much debt in dollar denomination. It's estimated the private sector has some $16 trillion in dollar-denominated debt. So the lower their yuan goes, the more they got to pay it back. And now, by the way, the yuan's going back up. And it's not affecting trade. Because in the United States, we saw the trade numbers come out. And despite President Trump's pledge to reverse the negative trade deficit, imports for goods and services leaped 5.4% last month, up $17.8 billion. That should be, yeah. And for the full third quarter up to this year, $481 billion trade deficit. Or I should say imports. Meanwhile, exports fell by $7 trillion. So this trade war, tariff war, there's no war. It's a losing war. Kind of reminds me of all the other American wars. Yeah, the Vietnam War, the Hong Kong War. Hey, how about the Iraq War? What about the Afghan War? Maybe the Libyan War? I got it, the Syrian War. No winners, all losers. Another losing war. And by the way, I am totally in favor of restoring the trade regulations that existed before Slick Willie Clinton brought us into NAFTA and the World Trade Organization laws. So I'm in favor of a self-sustaining economy. So when I report these numbers, it's not what I like, what I want, what I wish, it's what is. So now, when you put it all together and going back to what's going on around the world, these riots and uprisings, these revolts, it's all about the bottom line. Because all the money that's been created has gone to the 1%. And I'm not making that up. The facts are there. And now you're hearing all these guys like Jamie Dimon. By the way, you know, the head of the J.P. Morgan Chase bankster. Another guy with an attitude, born on third base and thought he had a home run. That's right. Daddy was a bankster. Daddy worked on Wall Street. Daddy opened the doors to him. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banksters. You got it. The arrogance of these people. The arrogance. Hey, and who did it, you liberals? Don't forget who helped a lot. Obama. The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, the liar-in-chief, the pathological liar-in-chief, who lied his way into office as an anti-war president, and he was going to take after that Wall Street gang that shafted so many people around this country and ruined millions of lives and didn't put one of the banksters in jail. You remember Eric Holder? Oh, yeah, hold this, that Eric Holder. Oh, yeah. Now, he was the attorney general back then, now working for a white shoe law firm over there in Wall Street gang. They were too big to jail. That's what's going on. The money is all going to the top and the rest of the country is going to the bottom around the world. But over around the world, he's fighting. No fight in the USA. No bullying zones. You got no bullying zones. You can't go out and fight. That's right, men. Be little girls and women. How about the women? Hey, where are the Me Too women and what they did to that woman down in Bolivia, the mayor of a city? Oh, you didn't see that because they didn't report it? Because the American government doesn't like the government in Bolivia. Oh, all they did was drag her out of her office, cut her hair, pour red paint on her, and make her walk barefoot. Hey, where's Me Too? You didn't see that one? Could you imagine if that was in a country that America liked? Ooh, be a different story. But it's all a fairy tale when you watch the mainstream media, and that's why you have to support InfoWars.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, hello. Glad to be back on the Alex Jones Show. It's been a couple of weeks. Here I am, and here you are. In order to keep Alex Jones and InfoWars going, to get the truth out there when all you're getting is fake news and crap news, you have to support them to keep it going. Or else it's going to be gone. So do what you can to put your money where your heart is. And the all-new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste has finally arrived at InfoWarsStores.com. InfoWars Life has done it again. They've secured a new line of fluoride-free toothpaste that's loaded with natural ingredients proven to kill bacteria, whiten your teeth, and so much more. The new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com contains patented Silver Solo Nano Silver technology that's been scientifically proven to kill the bacteria that causes gingivitis. It even comes loaded with another special ingredient, above sea coral calcium carbonate, which is known to not only whiten but remineralize your teeth. So, do what you can. I'm going to try that product. So, talking about the economy, talking what's going on around the globe, and how the 1% has gained so much. It's, the numbers are real. You're seeing now they've come out with the 1% has now more in assets than the entire middle class. So that's why you're seeing these outbreaks around the world. Lebanon, that's what it's about. Inequality, corrupt governments, poverty. When you go to Ecuador, Chile, all the countries I've been mentioning, or Algeria, it's about the 1% owning everything and poverty, crime, and corruption being the foundation of most governments. I'm mentioning this because you know I'm forecasting the greatest depression is going to hit in 2021. I'm saying 2021 because the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates, as I said, to near zero to negative interest rate policy. And so too banks around the world are going to do what they can to keep injecting more monetary methadone to keep the bull running, but it's not going to work. If you think you see a homeless crisis now, you haven't seen anything. And I know they have one down there in Austin. From what I read, the mayor down there, he wants to bring a homeless person to a home near you. And the governor doesn't want to. And the governor's doing what I had proposed to do and have been proposing. And that is, with all the state land that we have, start putting the homeless, not in shelters, but start building facilities. You want to camp out? You can camp out in the beautiful nature. And we have farms and production. They can get to work doing things and living decent lives. Rather than putting them in homeless shelters in the middle of cities, where they're going to get in cities, they'll get a lot more if they go to the country. So anyway, that's my proposal that I'm mentioning the homeless because as this greatest depression hits, people are going to be out in the streets. They're going to be losing everything. And when they have nothing left to lose, as I said, they lose it. So you're going to see more riots, more demonstrations, more crime. People will steal, rob, kill to get what they need. This thing's going to be out of control. So when I talk about this also, considering all the other products that InfoWars has, you want to prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared for it, you lose nothing. If the worst happens and you're prepared for nothing, you lose everything. Or odds are you will. So, going on again about what's going on around the world. One key indicator to look at are auto sales. And auto sales are in a big slump. Trade war, they don't have one over there in India. But India car sales are down some 41%. In the United States, they're flattening out. They're going down. And the debt that people are taking on, they have cars now because they're trading in the ones that they bought and taking out a new loan. They're getting deeper and deeper in debt. When you put student loan, credit card debt, the national debt, the debt from Social Security, all the debt that the United States has piled up, the global debt, they say, is about $250 trillion. The United States debt bubble is about $270 trillion. So things are not going to get better. This is artificially propped up. So again, as we know by, I mentioned Jamie Dimon, the bankster with the J.P. Morgan Chase outfit. Weren't they convicted, a bunch of guys there, for rigging the gold market? Huh. Seems like I can recall that. So the markets are rigged. The banksters don't want to see gold prices spike. It's best for them to keep gold low. And talking about banksters, you got that Deutsche Bank over there in Germany. Yeah, it's a big bank, one of the biggest in the world. Laying off 18,000 people. Commerce Bank. One bank after another, laying off people. And although we see the markets going up, according to the latest reports coming out, buybacks have increased, stock buybacks, by some 23%. And trading volume is low. And although money's coming back in, there's still great concern. So what we're saying is, prepare for the future. And on another note, Veterans Day. And I just saw a report that most veterans believe the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan weren't worth fighting. Majority of U.S. military veterans say America's most recent wars were not worth fighting, according to the results of the Pew Research Center study. It comes down to, when it comes to the, this is their language, when it comes to the global war on terror, roughly two-thirds of veterans, 64%, say they think the war in Iraq was not worth fighting in light of, quote, the costs versus the benefits to the United States. And let us also look at the numbers. What is it, some 20 to 22 veterans are committing suicide a day? This is a tragedy, and it's immoral. I hear all these liberals around me near Woodstock over here. It's 15 minutes from Kingston, New York. And by the way, Kingston, where we are over here, what press? Put in Kingston, the Guardian, the English newspaper. Put in Kingston in Vogue magazine. Kingston is the hot spot. Anyway, 15 minutes northwest of here is Woodstock. Ah, we abandoned the Kurds in Syria, all the liberals say. You're there illegally. Can anybody say the word illegally? Iraq war, an illegal war, the Afghan war, these are illegal. And the people that suffer for it in our country are the troops. And they're saying they don't want to suffer anymore. So consider occupying peace. www.occupypeace. The people are against these wars as well. It's time to bring liberty, love, joy, and beauty back to America. Not fear and terror. And that's not my trip. And I know it's not yours because you wouldn't be listening to InfoWars. And again, the Trends Journal used to be a monthly, first a quarterly, and now it's a weekly. No magazine in the world like it. If there is, let us know. But again, do what you can to support InfoWars and do what you can to change for a better future. Remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority. Keen on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.